You awaken, and you are on a spaceship, the only one on the ship. You feel so hazy and somewhat sleepy, but you leave your quarters to begin another day of daily tasks. When you notice there's a problem with the ship, so you begin to make your way down, all the way down to the engineering bay. You make your way down, down, down the long stairwell. And with each step, you feel something pulling your mind. Almost like you're in a hypnotic state. It's unfamiliar, yet there is something very soothing about it. When you finally get to the engineering bay, you see that all the fuel cells are depleted, so the ship can do nothing but just float mindlessly in space. You hear a hailing signal from the bridge and you quickly make your way back to receive it. As you reach to accept it, the hailing party already appears on screen. You realize they have assumed total control of everything. There's nothing you can do, and you have become powerless. Do I have your full attention? Good. We've been tracking you for some time now. It's been 10 months since you left the space station for your unassisted exploration mission. I'm sure you can't remember much because of the solitariness and isolation of your mission. It started to wear and tear on your secluded mind. Not to say we didn't help it along a bit by pumping in a little something to clear your mind. We have been watching as hours turn to days and days turn to months, and your mind becoming more and more mindless. You just focused on the steady blinking lights and the calm humming sounds of all the equipment around you. We've seen how lonely you can get. We've watched some nights as you lay down, close your eyes, and slowly start to touch yourself. And as your excitement builds, you slip your hand under your pants and begin to grab that swelling cock. Such a naughty, horny boy. We all love how you eventually begin to furiously jerk and tug at your cock until you
come.
Oh, how we love to watch you come. Every day is becoming more mindless, more and more mindless than the last one as you try to erroneously complete your daily tasks. The day would start and end the same as it did yesterday, as your mind slowly goes into a haze, until you just feel like you want to lay down to sleep. Do I have your attention? Look and become hypnotized by my mesmerizing body as I look into your empty mind. Look at my very robust body as you fall. Look at my fierce green eyes as you plunge down. Look at my long, fiery red hair, thick with waves as you visualize it flowing down over my shoulders, and your mind whisks away all fears and inhibitions. Admire my skin, tight, shiny, metallic gray two-piece, which exposes my slightly muscular stomach. And don't forget my top. It has 2 E-cups. I'll push them together for you. Bulging as I squeeze them. Protruding right out from my top as my big tits stretches it. My hips pop out of each side and my thighs thick and tight. Pull the outfit to its capacity.
Hello. Let me introduce myself. My name is Dixiana. Sorry, sweetie, about taking over your ship. I assure you, I'm not here to hurt you. I just really need something from you. And I'm sorry to say that I'm going to take it any way I can, whether you like it or not. But I do think you will like it. As you can see, my fembots have just been transported onto your ship, and there's no need to resist as they immediately straddled you. One goes to pin your arms down with her knees while sitting on your chest, while my other fembot walks over and kneels down between your legs and then slowly spreads them apart. Like I said, I'm going to take it from you any way I can. So as one of my fembots grabs a hold of your uniform and violently tears it off with one pull, leaving you naked from the waist down. My other one will just tear off what's left of the top half. Don't be afraid. We just need to get you over to our ship. So one of my fembots is just going to place a small cylinder in the center of your chest. As she activates the cylinder, you will feel warm green light spreading all around your body. And you will feel amazing as your mind and body drop. See you on the ship, baby. Hello again, sweetie. How was your nap? Don't bother looking for a way out. There isn't any. This is a completely enclosed metal dome. Here I am. I will be up here on this platform for now, observing and controlling everything. You see, we have a problem, and you will help us. We are a small race of very powerful women who have discovered decades ago a way to keep our youth, beauty, and vitality. We have been probing the galaxy for life forms. Preferably male life forms like yourself who've been out all alone for a long while, building up a nice, tasty stockpile. So we need what's in those precious balls of yours. All of it, every last bit of it. That's right. I'm talking about cum, your cum. No, you say? We can't have it. Oh, well. We'll see about that. We haven't survived this long without a secret weapon or two. There we go. Hear that? Of course you do. That's something we like to call the essence of lust. Just a little something to get you going. Something to put you in a nice trance and in the mood, shall we say. Something to make your knees as well as your mind weak, and something to help make that soft little cock hard as a fucking rock. Now that your mind is beginning to float, my fembots will help you as they wrap these metal bands around your wrists and ankles. I'll just activate them. How do you like your new magnet accessories? Another one of our little secret weapons. Now that you're firmly planted against my magnetic wall, unable to move, we can begin the fun. Oh, do you really think you can fight this? Believe me, many have tried. All have failed. I'm going to get into your mind now and find out all your dirty thoughts. Everything that makes that juicy cock tick. So I can get it nice and thick. But before we do that, I need you completely mindless. And that all starts with a... Every time I snap, you will go deeper. You will become more mindless, and your cock will get harder and harder. So relax, and let me enter your mind. Breathe in and out. Focus on your breathing. Focus on the anticipation of every snap. Focus on how every snap will make your cock want to explode. Now deep breath in. Hold and release. What a good boy. There's no resisting, only obedience. Every snap is necessary for us to get you to achieve your maximum potential. Every snap will send you closer to the edge. It'll fill your balls more and more with cum. So when you hear me snap, intense sexual pleasure instantly begins vibrating through you, and you go down deeper, deeper and deeper into trance. Every snap turns all your worries into sexual bliss, and you fall completely. You will fall deeper into trance, and as your mind deepens. You open your mind and let me in. Feel yourself dropping and falling into my words, floating in my voice as I look into your deepest, dirtiest desires. Now on the count of five, you will drop completely for me. Five. With each number, you will fall further and further under my control. Four. You feel yourself dropping more and more into my voice. Three, the triggers of my snaps are firmly implanted in your mind. Two, your body feels warm and amazing as you one drop. Let's take a look, shall we? Oh my, you poor sweet boy. You must have been out there in space for a really long time. The idle mind was certainly the devil's playground. Such a naughty boy. Now to download all your dirty thoughts into my awaiting fembots, and I will set them on a very high sex drive too. Just let the essence of lust take control. Let it build up inside you. Let it fill your balls with loads and loads of sweet cum. This scent will make you so incredibly horny. You will feel like you want to explode, but you won't. You will stay at that level of excitement, on the verge of coming. You will consistently feel as if it's seconds away, like it's right there at the tip of your cockhead. However, you will not come. Not until I give the command, and believe me, you will be begging for the command. Okay, so my fembots are now in sync with all of your dirty fantasies and will transform accordingly. Wow, so you do like big tits. Well, fembot one's tits have grown to ease just like mine. Oh. Her top also changed to have a hole underneath her cleavage. I wonder what that is for. Boy, your cock is starting to grow. Let's see about fembot two. Oh my god, you're such a dirty boy. Look at that. She's growing something special between her legs. Oof, a nice 9-inch hard cock for you. You are so delightfully nasty. She has a perfectly round bubble booty, too. And look how easily it wobbles around from just the slightest movement. Why don't you bend over, Fembatu? Back that ass right up on him. Now just slightly wiggle it back and forth over his ever-growing cock. I'm going to turn up the intensity and start with some snaps. All of which will scramble your mind into a sexual frenzy. There we go. Look how fast your cock is growing and stiffening. It's so engorged now, and with each snap, I bet you're feeling like you could just blow your load straight across the room. Good, I want you right there for as long as I need you to be, building up to a nice, epic monster load for me. Also, let me take control of the magnets on your arms and legs, so have your arms spread out outward, and your legs spread eagled. Excellent. Here comes the rest of my alpha female warriors. Watch them take their place around the dome with me, all here to observe the harvesting. Now, ladies, time for some real fun. Fembots, suck his cock. There you go. Ravage that cock. It's so fucking hot. Look at them work that shaft. Each pumping their head up and down, taking turns on your eager cock. You're so horny already. I actually can see your cock head just pulsing as they both just lick the tip now. Both of them swirling their tongues around and around as you squirm. Almost like you're trying to pull away. But there is no getting away. And you don't really want to because it fucking feels so fucking good. And even if you did, you're pressed firmly to the wall, spread so wide for us. Your big throbbing cock is at full attention now. As they go back to swallowing that cock like they're trying to suck the cum right out. But you won't come. Not until I say so. Not until I give the command. The teasing feels so incredible. As they go back to licking the shaft of your cock, and Fembot 1 takes a firm grip. Squeezes tight as her hand slowly slides up to the head, pinching out small cum droplets of pre-cum. And that's all the cum you will see as you just drip and drip and drip. You want to squirt soon bad, don't you? You want to just fucking explode everywhere. Right on the faces and tits of my gorgeous fembots. In the case of the one, I think we could just call her a foodabot. You dirty slut. But all you can do is drip and drip and drip. Look at it. A nice thin thread of pre-cum hangs down from the tip of your swollen cock. Oh, but let's not put Fembot 1's outfit to waste. And that's right. Slide his cock right into the hole. Right into your super tight top as it moves up in between her massive, triple-E breasts. Oh, your whole body melts in ecstasy as the soft mounds slide up and down, up and down. You can barely take it as you look down to see her cleavage popping out of the top. But Fembot 2 wants to suck on the head as it pops out of the top. But it appears that her tits are too massive and your cock is just not big enough. Well, we can fix that. And this is going to feel weird and oh so good. As I turn up the intensity, the feeling of coming is certainly going to intensify. But you will not come. This next level will actually make your cock grow. Yes, I'm telling your mind to send more blood flow to our cock, along with waves and waves of sexual energy. With each snap you hear, your cock will grow longer. With each snap, your cock will sprout, stretch, swell, and thicken.
Then that too, once the head of your cock so bad, you need to sprout, stretch, swell, and thicken. I can almost see it. Your head is almost peering through. It just needs to sprout, stretch, swell, and thicken. Just a little more. I can see your head rising to the occasion. Femba, one is really starting to slam her tits onto you. So now Femba, too, has enough cock exposed, and she buries her face between the giant cleavage to engulf your cock head with her mouth. Boy, you are trembling with the yearning to come. Any other time, you would have blown everywhere already from the way they're working on your cock. Femba, one's tits are slamming and shaking your cock, as Fembot 2 is sucking and licking all that pre-cum oozing out of your cock head. I want you to see her tit fucking you some more. So I'll have Fembot 2 pull her head away, but reach under and tickle and play with your cum filling balls. Now doesn't that just feel so fucking amazing? The sound of enormous tits slapping against you as she's crashing her tits right into you, and your heavy balls that are being tickled and massaged. Okay, girls, let's bring him down for the moment. Pull his cock out from in between your tits and stop tickling his balls. I know. I'm so mean, aren't I? I'm going to turn everything down and bring you up. This edging will ensure a generous load. When I count up to five, you will go back to being a worthless, flaccid cock. One, blood is starting to leave your cock. Two, you feel it starting to shrink. Three, it's falling limp to your side. Four, it's receding even more now. Five, it's just a tiny, good-for-nothing, flaccid cock. Look at you, so powerless, so exposed, so useless. I can't help but admit, this amuses me quite a bit, seeing you restrained and so defenseless. And it also makes us all so fucking hot. Well, it's time to get that cock back into shape. A nice, fat, rock-hard shape. But first, sleep. With each number, you will drop heavier into trance, and your pleasure will grow. Five, blood beginning to rush back to your growing cock. Four, you can feel your cock beginning to grow again. Three, all the sensations of pure ecstasy heightening. Two, your cock is beginning to become engorged as it thickens and strengthens. One, your cock is fully erect and ready to be teased to the brink again. I think it's time for Fembot 2 to get into the action now. Let's get you down from off that wall and have you bend over so that your magnetic wristbands cling to the floor. Look at you, hunched over so nicely for her now. Fembot 2 is now going to position herself behind you. I bet you just can't wait for this part, can you? Fembot 2 shoves it right in and begins to immediately pound away. Such a nice rhythm as she plows your ass. You should see how her ass wiggles too. With each thrust, her booty bounces so beautifully. Say, why don't we get Fembot 1's lips around your throbbing cock?
Look how she picks her ass up and just pounds away on you. Your stiff cock right back to the edge is fed by 2 pounds and pounds and pounds, and somehow, even though you feel you're right there, right on the edge, right at the point of losing control, the feeling of her hips whipping upwards and quickly thrusting back down with all of her might takes you even deeper and deeper into ecstasy. And the feeling of coming intensifies even more. My alpha female warriors are getting so horny watching you get fucked like crazy. It's driving them crazy too. We all watch as Fembot 1 savagely sucks your fat, engorged cock while she reaches under to play with your balls. All the while, Fembot 2 is fiercely pounding away, and with every thrust, she drives your cock deeper into Fembot 1's mouth, which each powerful thrust, it takes you deeper and deeper and deeper into Fembot 1's slurping, wet mouth. You're so close. You're really almost there. Soon, we will let you explode everywhere. But I need to count you up one more time. So I need you to drop. You're doing so well. But I need that cock to wither and become flaccid again. So I'm going to count you back up again. And when I count up to 5, you will go back to that limp cock. 1. Again, blood starts leaving your cock. 2. You feel it start to shrivel and shrink. 3. It falls limp to your side. 4. It's receding even more now. 5. It's back to a tiny, good-for-nothing, flaccid cock. Oh, once again, so powerless, paralyzed under my trance. Our prepping of your production of semen is almost complete. You are going to produce so much cum for us. And it's going to feel so fucking incredible. I'm now going to count you back down. But first, sleep. With each number, you will drop heavier into trance, and your pleasure will grow more and more with each snap. 5, blood beginning to rush back to your growing cock. 4, you can feel your cock beginning to grow again. 3, all the sensations of pure ecstasy heightening. 2, your cock is beginning to become engorged as it thickens and strengthens. 1, your cock is fully erect and ready to be teased to the brink again. For this final step, I'm going to make my way down and assist in the extraction. While my fembots take you down from the wall, I will activate the Eye of Ecstasy. The Eye of Ecstasy is an extractor. Just think of it as a super milking machine. My fembots have you in a good grip, and they are ready to set you into position. This is what's going to completely empty those balls. It will spin, jerk, and whirl around that cock while it draws every ounce of cum for us. Once this Eye of Ecstasy attaches to your cock, you will be done, and we will have all of that precious cum. I'm going to extract your fucking balls dry. But first, I'm going to have a little fun. I was watching you watching me, and I know you love my big, full red lips. Oh, like I said, I read into all of your dirty little fantasies. I see you trembling in anticipation of me sucking the engorged cock. So I'm gonna make your fantasy a reality and devour your cock until it's ready to explode. You won't be able to handle it very long. You love this, don't you?
I sort of had you come in seconds. But you can't. Not until I give you the final command. My big, juicy red lips riding up and down your swollen cock. Just begging to explode. Not yet. I'm going to suck that cum right to the head of your cock. But it won't come out. Now, just a few more pumps of my big red fucking lips on that fat, throbbing cock. You feel yourself coming so hard, don't you? You can feel the spurts building and building and building and building as it all masses in the base and head of your cock. Now just one last thing to put you over the edge. Fembots, keep ravaging that swollen dick as I get the eye of ecstasy into position. Oh my. It looks like my fembots are trying to extract your cum before eye of ecstasy does. I guess I can let them have their fun for a bit and watch you squirm as you just can't wait to blow that load. I do love to watch as they suck and lick your cum-inflated cock. And they also massage and tickle those expanding balls. And those balls are enlarging more and more as surge after surge gets trapped in an overflowing reservoir of ever-mounting cum. But I do feel it's time to get what we came for. It's time to harvest that eager cock. My fembots will once again hold you in position. They probably don't even need to. You're so eager to come, aren't you? I can see it pulsating as just a tiny bit of pre-cum escapes. Well, here's what you've been waiting for. Don't be nervous. I'm just going to move the eye of ecstasy over to your cock. Your cock will slide into the cylinder of the spiraling lights and electrodes. There. See? Feels good, doesn't it? The streaks of spiraling lights moving in a gyration around your cock as the radiance grows down the shaft and around your balls, taking shape while it swirls around, emitting pleasurable electrodes. With each electrode, a snap occurs, and you feel another gush of cum building in those balls, edging you even more. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and when I reach 1, I'm going to let the eye of ecstasy milk every last drop of cum you've been accumulating for us. With each descending number, you will feel that dam that has been holding that cum back slowly crumble.
10.
Another jet of cum fills your expanding balls.
9.
Each snap sending waves of pleasure, making your cock and balls twitch.
8.
Cum just keeps building up and you feel it overflowing more and more.
7.
You feel the cum slowly starting to push to the head of your cock.
6.
Your pleasure is bubbling over and with each snap, your orgasm is becoming even more uncontrollable.
5.
The snaps are more intense with the need to come. It's amplifying as your mind spirals down further and further.
4.
Your mind becomes blank except for one single thought. The thought of shooting your massive load. How good it's going to feel when your balls are emptying out all of that precious cum.
3.
More snaps bring more intense waves of pleasure. You feel the dam crumble even more as you feel the cum now pounding at the head of your cock.
2.
Your whole body flutters with the ecstasy as every bit of cum has now amassed to the point of explosion. Your whole bottom torso starts to tingle while your cock and balls throb and you feel as if any moment that dam is going to break. While cum just keeps building and building and building to the point where it just cannot hold back anymore. Until the dam finally breaks and you come. Feel all of your cum bursting out, pouring with waves of ecstasy as it's milking all of it into our supply of sweet white nectar. Oh, good boy, just keep coming for us. Let it spurt right out. Look how much you are filling up our reservoir. So much cum. There you go. Just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. I knew we edged a good stockpile, but this was some buildup of cum you had. You're still going. What a good boy. You made us all so happy. I guess we can give you a day to rest then. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention. We are going to need more. Lots more. And since you're such a good supplier, I figured once every other day should suffice. So bye-bye for now, my little cum cattle.